Bolito.
It's a very warm 88 FM welcome to my guest today, Bronwyn Hine, director and audiologist of Be Heard Audiology in Bolito. That is a great name for your company.
Thank you.
Get a bit closer. Okay, that's it. Who came up with that? Was that you?
It was my name 8 years ago when I decided to become an independent audiologist okay. and open a practice.
Was it was just like one day you woke up and said, I'm going to call the business Be Heard.
No, I think like with any good process, it took a long time to pick who you wanted to be for, you know, for a long time, for the rest of your professional career.
Okay, well, it's really nice. Now, you are, what's the word, connected? You're part of the ICANN network. Now, that stands for Independent Connected Audiology Network. It's a big title, isn't it, really?
That's a big one.
Can you tell us a little bit about ICANN? Who are they?
Yes, ICANN is a wonderful organization of independent audiologists that are comprised of about 150 different audiologists and practices around South Africa. The biggest focus of ICANN as a network is really to strengthen and support each other. So even though we are independent, meaning that we're not governed by any, any suppliers, we really give patients the correct treatment and based on what their needs are, with no incentives. Our focus is to give correct care to patients, and we also have a whole group of individuals behind us that we can go to for knowledge. You're sitting with people that have doctorates, people who have master's, honors degrees in different specialized fields. So I feel like it's more about supporting the industry and being the best, offering the best to every individual on the street.
All right. Now, you're based in Bolito, but I see that you've scheduled visits to Umtanzini and Ashawi and Wartburg to serve the larger community of KZN. Now, how's that going to work?
I actually did my community service up in northern KZN in Ashawi about, don't tell anyone, 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
I can relate to things from a long time ago. Don't worry.
Yeah, and part, I think you can also relate as what you do. Part of what we do, and a lot of audiologists, is on passion. And I really found working in a government hospital for that year that there's so many other communities around our country who don't just live in cities, and my heart really was to move into and be able to offer services. It may be once a month, maybe every second month that we go up. My girls, my other two audiologists, are actually in Umtanzini tonight and in Ashawi tomorrow, so shout out to them.
Yes, of course.
But we really wanted to offer services to people who can't reach it, that people who need care can
Lovely.
Receive it.
Fantastic. All free of charge, of course, I would imagine.
Well, there are different ones. We do okay. have different services. So there's something for everybody. That's part
Beautiful.
Of the nature of it.
All right. Now, is it an old wives' tale that, you know, it's only old people, you know, who lose their hearing? I heard that your hearing starts deteriorating. I did a bit of homework. From 40 years old. That's young.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's good research. You can even, you know, some conditions, even in growing up, you might have had measles, mumps, possibly meningitis. There could be hereditary reasons for hearing loss that even from young children, you can develop hearing loss and have hearing. So you actually, in celebrating Youth Day, we've actually embraced a lot of our young patients. And I'd say we probably have patients wearing hearing aids in their 30s, probably about 35 to 40 patients from their 20s
Wow.
up into their 50s. Directors of companies, moms, working, trying to hear their kids in the back of their car, just hearing in social environments. So this Youth Day, we've actually really celebrated that and what the face looks like of hearing difficulties. Because I always say you could wear glasses in junior school and nobody gave you a problem.
Yeah.
But for some reason, hearing aid stigma, it's something that we really have to overcome as a society.
Okay.
Overseas, they like it.
Apparently, I have selective hearing, you know, according to my wife. I don't know what she means by that. But anyway, so in the medical field, which of the medical professionals do audiologists work and collaborate with?
Thanks for the question, Dave. So we work a great deal with a variety of different professionals. Your biggest known one and common one is your ear, nose and throat surgeon.
Yes.
I always say we're sort of like we're the x-rays. We tell them and we show them where the problem is. when they perform surgeries, how it has improved, has it healed, what they're looking to improve in hearing. So an audiogram and hearing testing is very valuable in identifying, what is there a problem and how can a surgeon improve it and make it better. We work a lot with neurologists with regards to balance, physiotherapists with balance conditions, your GP. A lot of GPs refer to us based on congestion and sinusitis. Middle ear testing, has that resumed to normal? Are you hearing normally? And a lot for our kiddies, we work with speech therapists for any children that have delayed language.
I didn't know it was this involved, with all these different people.
Yeah.
Are there any sort of misperceptions about hearing loss and devices?
I think something that's important to discuss is that people think once I've got the device, I'm there. It's all about buying the hearing aid. A hearing aid may not be everyone's solution. And it really is about going on the journey and doing rehabilitation with a personal audiologist and someone that's passionate about what they do to ensure that you it may be medication treatment and collaborating with another medical specialist.
So you're saying you can give somebody help without using the hearing aid? Because I'll tell you something now, I couldn't have that in my ear. I just know for a fact I couldn't.
There is a lot of treatment that can happen that isn't based just on treatment of solving the problem with hearing aids. They are wonderful. They're great devices. But I think the focus should be more on what is the cause of your hearing loss. I say always working from the inside out, identifying where it's coming from and, just making sure that there aren't other solutions.
All right. So Joe Soap is having a problem with his hearing. What does he do? Does he just come to does he make an appointment with you, obviously, first at Be Heard Audiology in Ballito? Just give you a tinkle, and then you sit him down and you do all these tests, don't you, with different sounds, am I right, in his ears?
Yes, there are different frequencies but also a part of the ICANN network and what we build towards is an ethical practice of testing and also a world-renowned standard of testing material and equipment. Joe Soap comes into your practice. The best thing regardless of where you live would be to find us on the ICANN website.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
There's a great map. You put in your location and it pulls up. You can pick who you'd like to go to. You can click on their website. You can identify, who best suits you as an individual. And then really starting the process of, I always say to people, spending time with testing, and you will know whether someone's engaged with knowing who you are as a person, as opposed to what can I sell to you, and
Modern technology. Yeah. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
Listen, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's just been a great pleasure to be on Life and Style. It's a really great part of our community, and it works with sound. And
it's lovely to know that you listen.
We do, and we have it playing in our practice every day for our patients. So, we really are for local.
You must give me a buzz every now and then. I shall play you a song. Wonderful. Absolutely no problem.
Thanks so much, Dave.
All right, enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you.